share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Bukit Aman Integrity and Standards Compliance Department, GIPS, Director, Datuk Azri Ahmad today revealed that a total of 1,571 police officers and personnel were subjected to disciplinary action throughout last year. Among the offenses committed include visiting entertainment centers, not declaring assets, marrying without approval from superiors, refusing to accept reports, and more. As reported by national news agency Bernama, Azri said that those officers and personnel that were involved in integrity offenses were investigated under the Public Officers, Conduct and Discipline, Regulations 1993. Furthermore, some are even involved in criminal offenses, whereby 23 individuals for crime, 18 individuals for corruption, 84 individuals for drugs-related offenses and 48 individuals for Sairaya-related criminal offenses. Hence, the GIPS director said that the department would be strengthening the integrity of PDRM personnel by focusing on six elements this year, namely governance, policing, complaint management, intelligence, operations, investigation, compliance, religious, and counseling. Azri further clarified that the general governance policing element involves conduct, behavior, through courses, in-service training, and continuous academic programs for PDRM personnel. As for complaint management, it involves promoting the existence of eSPA, complaint management system, to the public and PDRM personnel. Bukit Aman Integrity and Standards Compliance Department, GIPS, Director, Datuk Azri Ahmad. In terms of intelligence, operational, GIPS will help enhance integrity among PDRM personnel by addressing the involvement of personnel in drug and ketamine abuse, as well as spot checks of frontline personnel on duty in the field to prevent extortion issues at roadblocks and other places. Next, regarding the investigation element, GIPS has improved the quality of the investigation of officers and police personnel by conducting a thorough and detailed investigation so that those involved in misconduct would be judged accordingly based on facts and evidence. As for the compliance element, GIPS are taking a preventive approach by enhancing compliance inspections to eliminate the space and opportunity for misconduct and malpractice among police officers and personnel. Lastly, for the religious and counseling elements, GIPS hopes to strengthen PDRM personnel's integrity inclusively by emphasizing the aspects of development, prevention, and rehabilitation through religious approaches as well as psychology and counseling. What do you guys think of this statistic shared by GIPS as well as the measures the department is taking to improve the integrity of PDRM officers? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, PDRM is identifying the driver of a Privé who drove through traffic using a fake police siren. Source: Bernama. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.